FEMA rolls out assistance for Southeast Alaska communities affected by the 2020 December storm disaster, and KHNS bids farewell to Claire Strimple and discusses her future reporting plans. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced Wednesday that it would provide assistance for the December storm disaster in Southeast Alaska. KHNS spoke with a representative from the agency to learn more about what that could mean for the Chilkat Valley and Skagway. After floods, landslides, and mudslides caused extensive damage and killed two people in December, state officials began cataloging the damage throughout Southeast Alaska. Using the information that was collected, Governor Mike Dunleavy made a request for public assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA spokesperson Hannah Weinstein says the agency's public assistance provides funds to state, local, and tribal governments, as well as some private nonprofits, for emergency response and infrastructure repairs.
This unlocks grants to repair roads, bridges, to do debris removal, that kind of thing.
The Biden administration declared a major disaster for the December storm last week, making federal funds available to Haines, Skagway, Juneau, Petersburg, and communities in the Chatham School District. State officials say the estimated cost of the damage from the storm is approximately $36 million for the whole region. But according to Weinstein, there is no fixed amount of funding from FEMA to cover the damages.
There's not a cap. This is the full amount of what you get. It's based on the project itself. So an entity will apply for a public assistance grant for a specific project, and then we work with them to estimate the cost of that project, and then we get that money out the door.
FEMA reimburses applicants for 75% of eligible expenses, with the state covering the remaining 25%. The grants can be used to reimburse emergency expenses during the storm, as well as projects that have yet to be completed. It is not yet clear how local governments and nonprofits can apply for public assistance grants from FEMA. Weinstein says that in addition to disaster expenses, the federal disaster declaration will also make funding available for hazard mitigation for the entire state of Alaska.
So it's looking even more in the future with what kind of projects can we work on with the state and local governments to reduce the chance that something like this could happen again.
The Dunleavy administration did not request assistance for individuals from FEMA. Instead, the state is rolling out its own program to help people who lost property and are facing new expenses as a result of the storm. State assistance can help replace personal possessions and cover the cost of housing, transportation, medical, funeral, or dental expenses related to the disaster. Eligible individuals can apply for the state's individual assistance program at ready.alaska.gov through February 26th. Friday was Claire Strimple's last day reporting for KHNS. She will be moving on to a new job in journalism at the end of the month. We sat down to talk about her plans and reflect on her experience reporting on life in the Upper Lynn Canal.
I'm leaving KHNS, which is bittersweet. The sad part is to be going, and the fun part is that I'll still be reporting for this community, just with a slightly different angle, a more regional angle, for KTOO and Alaska's Energy Desk as the health and science reporter.
So, but you're sticking around Haines for a while, right? You're still going to be in Haines for at least the foreseeable future?
Yes, because of the pandemic, that office in Juneau is still working remotely, so I'll be staying here in Haines for the time being.
How long have you been here? When did you start working at KHNS?
I started November 13th, 2018. So it has, someone else will have to check my math, but I think it's 2 years and 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
So it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
We've been working together for a while.
Yeah, yeah. What were you thinking when you first arrived in Haines to start reporting? I know you had been here before, right?
I'd been here before. It was just as beautiful as I remembered. And I remember thinking it was pretty funny that I was supposed to be the reporter, but everyone else in town knew what was going on long before I did. The learning curve is pretty steep in the Upper Lynn Canal.
Yeah. What have been some of your favorite things to report on over the years?
My first December, one of the first stories, I went out and reported on the Audubon bird count, and I thought that was really fun. Reporting, I remember Greg Palmieri took me out into the state forest to talk about different kinds of ways to harvest timber. That was great. In Skagway, reporting on the new train that came to White Pass. There was a new engine that came to White Pass in Yukon route, and they let me get on the steam engine, and that was very fun. There have been a lot of good times, but so many of the highlights are just having good conversations with people about how issues intersect with their lives, whether whoever that may be, just being able to be let in to someone else's experience for a little while.
What are some things that you've learned during the years here that you're going to be taking with you to this next step?
Oh my gosh, that's a short book, I think. Haines and Skagway have taught me so much. I've learned so much about cruise ship tourism and how it impacts small towns and makes people able to, you know, live in these remote paradises, about resource development and how it also aids people to live in these remote paradises. Small town government, you put me in the hot seat, Henry. I learned a lot of things. And I finally figured out where all the light switches are in the KHNS building in the Chilkat Center, and now I'm leaving that knowledge behind.
Yeah. Are you going to miss anything about this job?
I'm going to miss working with you every day, Henry. And, you know, I'm just going to miss reporting for this community. Small town reporting is, it feels so worthwhile where you know exactly who you're reporting for, and it's for your neighbors. And it's really been an honor to be a part of the daily news source for the Upper Lynn Canal. That feels special. It's meant a lot to me.
Well, we're going to miss you too, but very, very thankful we're still going to hear your voice on the airwaves, you know, even in this different role.
Thanks. And likewise, I'll still be tuning into KHNS.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.